This module is a low-risk, low-intensity conversation about real-life stressors, and it invites participants to reflect from a safe distance on the stressors that others might be facing. The conversation seeks to invite reflection on stressors and then help to reframe that stress in light of strength. This reframe supports protective and reactive practices to help individuals prepare for and respond to stress in their lives. One of the key goals of this module is to get several participants sharing and having their voices heard. The stressors conversation is an accessible way to get the group talking and engaged. You want this section to be a very comfortable back and forth conversation between the trainer and participants. Remember to keep a playful tone and don't let things get too deep or heavy while taking care to honor the stresses that many people face and not downplaying or belittling any sharing. If someone shares a stressor that feels heavy or intense, address that stressor head on and thank the participant for being honest before moving on to the next answer. Keep this quick and light. This is not an opportunity to dive deeply into stressful or traumatic events in any individual's life. You can playfully engage participants while still honoring and acknowledging their stress. This module can be light without making light of anyone's stressors. Finally, avoid personalizing the stressors question. For example, what stresses you out? It's much easier for people to respond to what could be stressful generally rather than sharing what is stressful for them personally.
If I were to go out to your school and do a survey of your friends and classmates and ask them, what are the top 4 or 5 stressors students face? What do you think they would put on that list? This could apply to home, school, personal life, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to raise your hand and I'll call on you. Thanks for sharing that. That's a really thorough list. You know, I ask you this not to stress you out more, but just to highlight that stress is a normal part of life. Today, we're going to be talking about how we can help ourselves and those around us have the necessary tools, supports, and connections to meet those stressors with strength. We know we're not going to go through life without dealing with stress on a pretty regular basis. And in fact, some stress is really helpful in life, right? It tells you you need to study harder to pass a test or work really hard so you can memorize lines for an audition. Have you all heard this? Did you know that scientists created a biosphere to study how different parts of nature work? And so they planted trees in this biosphere and the trees kept falling over. And so after some research, the scientists realized what was happening. And what was happening is there was no wind in their environment. And while strong wind can push the trees over, some level of wind was needed to help trees grow strong when wind and rains and floods would come their way. The trees actually needed some resistance to develop the necessary strengths to help them stand strong in future storms. And stress can act a very similar way in humans. We don't live healthy lives by completely avoiding stress altogether. In fact, some stress can actually make us stronger. However, we are worried about what happens when stress becomes overwhelming. So what we want to explore today is how we can reframe that stress to cope with it in healthy ways. So now I want to know what gives you strength. I want to know what helps you with the stressors that you face. So let's shift our focus now towards strength.